As the caravan travels through the desert, you could hear a flurry of sounds. The bells of the camels jingled as they rode, echoing the pilgrims' excitement about going for Hajj. This was mixed in with quiet whispers, tearful supplications of the pilgrims, and loud praises for Allah. As they either walked or rode their camels to the holy city of Mecca. Amongst the crowd, there was one man named Ibrahim. He stopped to grab something from his horse's pouch, but found that his knife was missing. He rummaged through all his items, but was unable to find it. Since it was only half a mile away from Medina, he decided to head back and quickly retrieve his knife. He could then rejoin the caravan. Ibrahim grabbed the horse's reins and turned around as he swiftly rode back to Medina. As Ibrahim got closer to Medina, he stopped at a small hill, as something strange caught his eye. There was a small boy standing right across the hill. As he quickly pulled on his horse's reins, the horse neighed loudly and kicked up his two front legs. This startled the boy, who looked over at him, but Ibrahim was more surprised than the boy. What was a young child, no older than 7 or 8, doing all alone in the desert? Where could this child possibly be going with no food or water? Ibrahim quickly forgot about his knife and slowly approached the child, asking, "Dear son, where are you going?" The young child responded, "Salaamu alaikum. I am going to visit the house of Allah." Ibrahim looked astonished not only at the child's answer, but also at the brightness of the young child. His face was shining brighter than a full moon. Ibrahim moved closer and gently said, "Dear son, you are too young. The pilgrimage of Hajj is not wajib on you yet." He slightly chuckled and continued, "Please tell me the truth. Where are you actually going?" Ibrahim could understand from the child's facial expression that he was serious. The young child replied firmly, "Have you not seen someone younger than me go on a journey before?" Ibrahim thought to himself, this child's answers are much more sophisticated than a normal child his age. There's something special about him. He got off his horse and quickly made his tone more respectful. Ibrahim placed his hand on his heart and apologized for joking. He asked, "Where are your food, water, and horse? How do you plan on getting to Mecca?" The young boy answered, "My food on this path is piety and taqwa. I will walk to the house of Allah with my 2 feet. Ibrahim was speechless at the young child's answer, but one question still lingered in his mind. "So, what will you eat? I see you have no food," asked Ibrahim. The young boy smiled and kindly replied, "I'm going to be a guest in the house of Allah. Isn't your host supposed to feed you?" Once again, Ibrahim was stunned by the child's beautiful response. He thought to himself, this child is speaking truth far deeper than most people can ever begin to understand. Ibrahim scratched his head in confusion and then calmly said to the young child, "Please at least come with me on my horse." The child answered softly, "Do you not know that going to Hajj requires hard work and pure intention to get closer to Allah? Have you not read in the Quran where Allah says, 'Someone who tries hard for me, I will guide them, and Allah is with the virtuous.'" Ibrahim was speechless. This child had responded to every question so intelligently. Suddenly, out of the corner of his eye, he saw a rider quickly approaching them. His heart began beating faster. Was it a thief? He quickly stepped back, but the rider had already approached them and said "Salaamu alaikum" to the young child. He got off the horse, kneeled before the young child and said, "My master, I'm here for you, if you need anything." The young child smiled and said, "I do not need anything." The rider quickly got back on his horse and gave his salam to the young child, but before he could leave, Ibrahim stepped forward and grabbed the horse's reins. He realized that the rider was not a thief and kindly asked him, "Who is this child? Why did you call him master?" "By Allah, he is no ordinary child. He is in the middle of the desert with no food and water." The rider answered, "You do not know who this is? This is Ali, the son of Hussein." As these words pierced through Ibrahim's ears, he dropped the horse's reins and almost fell over his own feet trying to reach the young child. He kneeled before Imam Sajjad and kissed his small hands. Ibrahim now understood why this child and his answers were so extraordinary. However, he still had one question. He said, "May my parents be sacrificed for you. Please tell me what you have brought with you. Please let me carry it for you." Imam Sajjad replied, "My only baggage on this journey consists of four things." Ibrahim's face lit up. He couldn't wait to hear what the Imam needed help carrying. The Imam continued, "You see, when going on a trip, everyone worries about their physical baggage. But the most important baggage is what we carry in our hearts and souls. On this trip, I rely completely on Allah. This great big world is the kingdom of Allah. So I'm not worried about where I will stay. Every creation is His servant. So Allah will provide help for me when I need it. All blessings come from Him, so I'm not worried about what I will eat. Lastly, all decisions are in His hand, so I know He will take the best care of me." Ibrahim's eyes filled up with tears. He stood up, brushed off his knees, and said, "What great luggage you have! With this luggage, it is easy to travel through any type of desert." He gave his salutations to the Imam and swiftly rode back to his caravan, forgetting all about his night, for he had found something much more valuable.